I'm not just exactly certain that that died from and died of and died with has a particular distribution in the state. Well, if someone's died or passed away, then the body is taken to the undertaker and he puts it in a
casket.
In the church, it's taken to the church for the
funeral.
And then for burial, it's taken to the
cemetery.
And
graveyard. It just gets me. I don't like that.
That seems to be an old-fashioned term.
Mm-hmm.
And a person would wear a black armband to show that he's...
that there's been a death in the family, or bereaved.
A woman who wears black is said to be in...
mourning.
Someone to cheer her up might say, everything will be all right, so just don't... You mentioned arthritis. Was this called anything else when you were a girl?
Well, anybody that couldn't get around good had rheumatiz.
Yeah.
Rheumatism.
What did you call that disease where a membrane formed in the throat? This was prevalent in children, I guess, 30
years. Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. And the one where the patient was yellow?
That's yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. The one where there was a sharp pain in the right side.
Appendicitis.
Was this called anything else when you were young?
Well, I've heard the expression a stitch in their side, and I don't know if that was referring to appendicitis or not.
Amazing how many of our modern diseases went undiagnosed. Well, I had an uncle who died on his kitchen table while the doctor was operating on him for an appendicitis. He had no anesthetic or anything. I guess they gave him whiskey. Maybe he just drowned there.
Maybe he just passed out.
Yeah.
But I can't think of it ever being called anything. Now, like I said, that stitch in the side, whether that was appendicitis or what we term a catch, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that was.
Mm-hmm. If you go away and come back to find that a friend is in the hospital and you want to know when this happened, that is, when his illness struck him, what would you say?
I'd just say, what happened?
Or when did he...
When did that happen? When did he go to the hospital?
I was wondering more if you'd if you'd say when did he get sick or when did he take sick or...
What?
This is always bad when I suggest something.
Well, I'd say, well, when did he get sick? I never think about taking sick. I get...
If you saw somebody in the winter with runny nose and red eyes and a stuffed up head, and you want to find out when this happened, what would you say?
When did you take that cold?
Uh-huh. And if his voice fades away and begins to rasp, you'd say he's...
hoarse.
Uh-huh. And if he goes... you'd say he...
coughing.
Has a cough, or he's got a cough.
Say he has a cough. You have an awful cough.
Gee, I hate that when I'm teaching. I get wrapped up in things, and my voice leaves me, and I just drone on and on. I even bore myself. If children are making a lot of noise, and you don't want them to do it, and you tell them to stop it, they go right ahead. What do you tell them? How do you threaten them?
With a fly swatter.
Say, stop that or I'll...
stop that or I'll get the fly swatter.